You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 206. And today, let's add an interesting tool to our toolbox and learn how to amplify our success using facial intelligence. Are you ready for this? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Welcome to the show. It's your host, Melanie Benson, profit amplifier and visibility catalyst for expert entrepreneurs. And today I've got a really unique guest. When I heard about this topic, I was super fascinated. I cannot wait to share it with you. And with so much happening on Zoom these days with our virtual world, our virtual training centers, our virtual opportunities to coach and consult and guide others, we have a great opportunity to use this technique. We're going to be exploring what facial intelligence is and how it helps us make better decisions, how it helps us recognize what our clients need or don't need, and even can help boost your sales. And speaking of sales, how are your sales going right now? Are you finding that the holidays are bogging you down? Are you able to leverage and lean into the holidays and stand out? You know, it's an interesting time of year. And I want to invite you to really look at the strategies I teach in the Revenue Rush Toolkit. I give it to you absolutely free. And I'll let you in on a little secret. When you get free access to the Revenue Rush Toolkit, which has 10 proven techniques to implement in 7 days or less, you will find a command over your cash flow, no matter what's going on around you. And there's one strategy in there that you can use during the holidays to actually boost revenues like nobody's business. Especially if you have some kind of a tool that I call a unique profit amplifier, a tool that you can spotlight right now that can help people as they're closing out the year, as they're preparing for the holidays. It's a great way to really like finish the year strong. Now, you can get that at yourrevenuerush.com. And when you get that tool, here's the extra little bonus secret. Watch for the special offer on how to plan for your best year ever. Okay, so my Profit Explosion Toolkit is available to you one time only at a super ridiculously low rate. So be sure to jump on that. And I'd love to help you create such a profound end to this year and get ready for 2021 being a even better year. Goodness knows most of us would really benefit from that. So yourrevenuerush.com. It's absolutely my free gift to you. Now, let's learn how to recognize what's happening in someone's face and how it's going to help us make our business better. I hope you're ready to amplify your sales and your success. My guest today is going to show us how to use the FAST method. And it's not what you think. It's all about your facial acuity. So let's get started. Welcome to Michelle Butt. Now, Michelle is creator of the Facial Intelligence Body of Work, and she's come to know a thing or two about how and what drives people to believe in someone else enough to buy from them. After more than 10 years of studying human communication, she understands how coaches, consultants, and mentors need to show up to that crucial sales call in order to get the yes and truly begin the process of changing someone else's life and their own in the process. By creating and implementing the FAST method, and that stands for Facial Acuity Sales Tactics, she has helped herself and many other coaches and consultants to use the face of others as the blueprint and catalyst for gaining a client and increasing their business success and revenue. Michelle holds an honors BA in linguistics from the University of Toronto. She's a master coach and a facial intelligence expert. She's been featured on TEDx Toronto, Reinvention Radio, OM Times Magazine,
She's just everywhere. All her research and results have shown that the face is the starting place of any transformational journey, and leveraging the information you see in a face is the key to changing the results you're getting in your sales process. Michelle, thanks so much for joining me. I'm so intrigued by the FAST method.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's going to be fun to chat about it.
It's going to be really fun to chat about it. And what I have discovered is that unique things like this are really like they're attention grabbers, right? Like people are like, fast sales, how do I get that? So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Whenever I tell people what I do, they either are like, tell me more, or they hide their face from me. But yeah, it's hard to do these days.
Well, luckily, we're all in an audio format. So, you know, you have to use your other superpowers today, right? So yeah, tell us a little bit about what facial intelligence is.
Yeah, absolutely. So facial intelligence really is a body of work that looks at the facial features, markings, and wrinkles to help us understand other people's personality traits and their life experiences. So it's very different from body language or micro expressions where you're looking for how people are reacting to the things you're saying. In facial intelligence, what we do is we primarily use the features as a guide to how to understand that person. It's kind of like a personality test without the test portion.
So if I have wrinkles, it's going to tell you something about my my sellability?
Potentially, yes. So where wrinkles show up on the face tells you, based on whatever feature they're marking, the emotional pattern that that person may be in, because wrinkles are really just indicators of habitual expressions that we make over time. And so those expressions, based on the feature that they're marking, will give you some indication of how that person habitually thinks or feels, and so can guide you in the way that you might craft your languaging in your sales pitch or your sales conversation.
Oh my gosh, I am so fascinated right now. This is really intriguing. And it's almost like it's a way of like just having this window into where somebody's at in their world and in their life. And so tell me more about this facial acuity and why you recommend people like entrepreneurs and coaches, you know, consultants, people in like service type businesses, I'm imagining. Why can this actually help them in their sales process?
Well, especially nowadays where we are mostly doing everything online because of the situation that we find ourselves in the world these days, it's even more potentially difficult to make a connection with someone, because before we could be at a networking event or a conference and you can really do small talk and, you know, kind of ease yourself into potential sales conversations. Nowadays, when we're booking those online, it's very structured and you need to build rapport over the internet. And so having the knowledge of what someone's face is telling you about how they need you to talk to them for them to feel comfortable enough to give you a yes and give you their money and their time, the face really can help create the kind of intimacy that we would get in more face-to-face interactions in that short window that you have on a strategy call, even if it's a phone call, because with facial intelligence, you can use a picture. So everyone's got a profile on LinkedIn or Facebook or somewhere where you can even see a picture of their face and get an idea of what their features and their markings are telling you, so that you can begin to know how to position what you normally would say to really connect with that person very much individually. So they feel like, oh my God, this person knows me so well already, and we're just starting to have a relationship here.
I would love to go a little bit deeper into this and like maybe have an example of how, especially like let's do like if we were having a video conversation, because I know a lot of us are using Zoom or, you know, Messenger Rooms, Google Hangouts. There's a lot of ways we can visually connect with people. So let's take that side first. Talk me through how that might go down.
Yeah, so when there's three main components, especially when you're having a video call. So I'll just take, for example, this is probably the easiest feature to look at. And it's one of the most beneficial when you're trying to have a sales conversation. So if we take, for example, looking at someone's eyebrows, one of the things that eyebrows tell you in facial intelligence is how someone makes decisions. So kind of that internal strategy that they go through when they're thinking about giving you a yes or a no, or how they're thinking. So you can look at a Facebook page picture of them before you get on a call to, and even if you just know, okay, I only know what eyebrows mean. This is all the facial intelligence I know. You can use this work. So if you say, look at someone and they have kind of rounded eyebrows. So right now, we're not on video right now, but I'm looking at a picture of you. So I can see your eyebrows are more rounded. So that tells me automatically that you are someone who really takes a people-centered approach to your decision-making. So whenever someone's asking you to give them a yes or to consider something, you might consider the logic of what they're saying, but ultimately you also think in your head, is this good for the people that I am going to be making this decision for? And if it's good for my people, then I can say yes. Does that resonate with you?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, yes, I have rounded eyebrows. But yes, it's true. I am always integrating like practical and logical with how does this impact, you know, my community, the people I serve, you know, looking for resonance. So I would say yes. That's very, very astute. What if I had very flat eyebrows? What would that tell you?
Yeah. So for example, I have very pretty straight eyebrows. So most of the time when I'm going through something, I'm thinking about the logic and the steps and making sure that everything makes sense and what's the process. So when I'm normally presenting an argument or an offer, my first instinct is to go logical and structured. But when I look at you and I see, oh, I also need to talk about logic, but also how this is going to impact Melanie's community. If I don't remember that because my eyebrows instinctively tell me to do something different, then I might lose you. So this is where the facial acuity, so that acuity of fine-tuning how we have conversations, is really comes into play when you're on sales calls, because you have to know what point of view you're coming from and then what's going to be the best point of view to come from for your potential client on the other side of the video call. So it's really interesting because that will just help me to, oh yeah, I better reposition this a little bit, because if I just go with my normal spiel, I might lose her. And so it just gives a little bit of tweaking to the conversation to really step into the world of that potential client. So that's what I love about it.
I love that. And it's so fascinating. And so here's what I know about sales conversations for a lot of the people in my community, coaches, consultants, things like that. They tend to lose the sale somewhere, you know, like along the path of objections, right? It's like, mm-hmm. maybe the person likes it, but they're not quite sure they can afford it. And they don't really like, is there a sign in the face of that moment when you have started to lose somebody's buy-in, you know, that we could recognize?
Absolutely. So here's the beauty about when you're doing a video call as opposed to just on the phone, is that what you can do is when you're looking at the person, then you can see which feature are they moving when they give you that objection face. So for example, if they kind of tend to furrow their brow when you are giving them something, and then you take a good look at them and you see, okay, they're furrowing their brow, which means, okay, something's not making sense to them. So I have to, that's where the objection is then going to, you know, they might speak the objection after that. So this is where honing your observation skills is really important, because you don't want to miss these cues. However, if somebody else you tell the same thing to, and they you know, wrinkle their chin, then that tells you that the objection is coming from a different place. So if someone's furrowing their brow, something's not making sense to them. You need to be, you know, bring in some more of the logic or say to them, did I give you all the steps? Are you feeling comfortable with the steps? But if someone wrinkles their chin, then that's about them thinking potentially, oh, this might be really hard, or I'm going to have to push through some more. I don't know if I've got this in me, because the chin is kind of an indication of how much we're using up our willpower, or how exhausted, or how much we're willing to push through something. So depending on the feature that is kind of shining at you when that objection comes up, and if you know what that feature means, then you can know how to overcome the objection. So if you say to someone who wrinkles their chin, oh, okay, did I give you all the steps? Because I see that this isn't making sense to you. They might say no. And then you've lost them. Really what you want to say is, I know this sounds really hard, but I'll be with you all the way, or something to kind of dispel that, oh, I don't know if I can do this, it's going to be hard feeling that their chin is telling you they're having. And by contrast, if you say, oh, I'm with you all the way to someone who's furrowing their brow, they just really want to know, okay, do I have all the steps right? And have I missed something here? Because their logic meter is going off.
So interesting. So what about fear? You know, I think a lot of people have a fear, you know, around money, or, you know, will this work for me? Does that show up differently at all?
I think in facial intelligence, fear is, there's five kind of facial archetypes, and depending on the combinations of features and what archetype someone is, fear can mean a different thing. So each facial construction will have a different way of feeling fear and a different motivating factor for it. So for example, like in the example I just gave, if the chin is the thing that's kind of pointing at you, then that means that that person is afraid to take a risk potentially, or afraid that things might be too hard. If someone has more of a face that is indicative of what I would call a royal archetype, so they've got a really pronounced nose, really strong, striking features, strong upper cheeks, then their fear may be around money or not having all of the details. And so depending on the facial construction and which facial archetypal structure someone falls into, then their fear will have a different motivator. And if you understand what their face tells you, then you can almost predict what that motivator will be and try to dispel the fear around that particular emotional set point for that archetype in order to make them feel more comfortable with whatever it is that you're offering them.
Wow. Okay. So I can see how this is really very impactful for people who are having sales conversations. But now I'm kind of wondering, like, all the different ways somebody might apply this, who's a business owner or a business leader or a coach, right? Who's working with people to help create like better outcomes. What are some of the ways you've seen people applying this?
Well, definitely these days, the sales aspect of using the work is really where people like to go first, because we all want to increase our bottom line. And, you know, even if you've got a great lead generating system, if you're not closing on the sales, then you're not able to help as many people. So, you know, that's kind of the first step. But as with anything that we do, there's always transformation that comes on the other end. So oftentimes, I find that the work helps in relationships. It helps a coach who learns to use the work to help them close more sales. It helps them understand themselves and how they get stuck in patterns, because as they start to study the faces, they understand, oh my gosh, that's what my face says about me. Oh, this is my core issue. And it's showing up in the mirror. And so I know what that means and how I can fix that or speak differently to myself. So, you know, ultimately, facial intelligence is a communication tool. And once you can use it to help grow your business, but you can also use it to help transform in any area, transform how you help people, transform how you talk to your kids, transform how you find a partner. It's very effective across the board because we all give our faces freely to each other as an indicator of, hey, this is me. I'm showing you this so you can understand me.
I would think this would be very powerful in relationships in general, mm-hmm. because I think oftentimes breakdowns occur when you think the other person is understanding you, but they're not, and there's that disconnect in any kind of relationship, whether it's your team, a client, your spouse, your child, a friend. I would just imagine this be a tool that could unlock great levels of success.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that almost every conversation that we have with someone is a sales conversation in the sense that whenever we're trying to get agreement or buy-in or even decide which movie to go to, we're trying to convince someone of something else. And so whether or not that convincing leads to sales dollars at the end of the day or just agreement on where to go for vacation or how to move through an issue, it's all about finding the right way to communicate with someone else and helping them feel like they're seen truly and heard and understood. And from that position, then they're more apt to see your point of view and then come to a place of agreement.
I'm really curious how you got into this line of work.
Well, actually, you know, it's kind of started as a relationship thing for me. I was early on in my coaching practice and I was in the middle of a divorce and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm missing stuff. Like, I just wish I could understand people better. And so in that, you know, when you put something out there, then the universe says, okay, I'll give you what you want. So in that quest, I came across a book on face reading and I had studied linguistics and NLP, so I needed a way to match the language with people. And when I saw the book on face reading, I was like, okay, I can't leave this book on the shelf. I have to read it. And so I picked it up, brought it home, read it in 2 days, and then sought out the person who wrote it and said, all right, you need to teach me all of this. And for the next 2 years, I learned how to read faces and then how to integrate what I learned there with the connection and languaging and of linguistics and body language and NLP to create the facial intelligence body of work.
Fascinating. So it all kind of came from that initial, I want to be able to do a better job of enrolling people in my own coaching programs. And how did you find this? Like, it's such an interesting, unique skill set. Like, was there something you already had in your world? Like, did you run across somebody that was teaching it?
No, absolutely. Like, you know, my favorite place is the bookstore when I need to think. And I went into, like, we have Chapters here in Canada. You guys have like Barnes and Noble. And I was just wandering. And there was a book on face reading that just kind of almost flew off the shelf to me. And then I thought, I can't pass this book. Like, you know, the universe was saying, no, you need to pick this up. And at the time I was doing transformational coaching and I was working with a client who had been coming to me for a couple of months and we'd do some protocols and she'd go away and then would come back and say, I'm having the same problem. I don't understand. And as soon as I read that book and started training with the person who wrote the book, this client a couple months later walked back into my office again and I took one look at her face and I was like, now I know what the problem is. And it was in the shape of her nose and how she sees the world through all of the aspects that the nose represents. And I just talked to her about that and said, okay, this is where this is coming from. This is the core fear or issue behind it. And it had to do with unrealistic expectations and being a perfectionist and never feeling good enough. And we didn't get to that through the things that she was telling me, but her face told me that that was what was going on inside of her. And once we brought that to the surface and then everything changed. She started a new career, met the man of her dreams, just had a baby, just wrote a book, and all of this like happened after that session. And I was like, all right, we're on the right path here, Michelle. This is what you need to be doing.
And oh my gosh, how fascinating.
Yeah, it was amazing and haven't turned back.
Well, so there are so many ways you can use these techniques. I would imagine our Amplify Your Success communities going like, oh my goodness, how do I learn about this? If somebody wants to tap into this with you, what's the first place they should start?
Well, if they want to learn more about how to use the work, especially in their sales process, then they can always go to michellebutt.com and /fast guide. We have a guide that shows you all the basics of the FAST method and how it can be applied. If they want to have a conversation about using the work in any other capacity, you know, let's just go to michellebutt.com and book a connection call, and we can chat because we do coaching, we have courses, and that's how you get into the world of facial intelligence.
I love it. So michellebutt.com/fast guide. I will hook that up on the show notes. You can always head over to the show page and look up today's episode and get access to all the things we've talked about here today. So Michelle, as you probably know, I like to ask all my guests the same question. I think it's so fascinating to find this out. We found out a little bit about what inspired you to get into this body of work. But I also know that everybody goes through these ups and downs. Everybody's got their own trajectory of what gets them to success in their business. And I am very clear there is a moment that we have to make a bold decision or take a bold leap, and it changes everything. Do you have one of those moments in your own business?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a coach, initially, I don't know, but most people start off thinking, oh, I can do this. But then we worry that we can't do it on our own. And one of the things I did early on was I decided, oh, I should just partner with someone else and we can put our two things together. And I tried to partner with another coach who had similar, who had a different approach. And then I was layering the facial work. And I just found that it just wasn't working. And I realized in that moment that was because I needed to have more faith in my ability to change the world for certain people on my own. And I think that when I finally decided that I was looking for partners because I was afraid that I couldn't do it all by myself, I just put that thought aside and decided against it and never looked back. And since then, all the right messaging and the right languaging and the right people just started coming into my world to make the business what it is today. So for me, I think it was the moment I realized that I didn't need to have someone else there beside me. I could do it by myself.
I think that is a bold moment for a lot of us, because I don't know about you, but I'm more of a collaborator by nature. So I tend to lean into that collaboration energy, and the moment you decide, I can do this, I don't need that anymore, you know, I think that's a bold moment for a lot of people.
Yeah. And there's definitely a difference between the collaboration and the codependency. And I think that, you know, initially it was like, oh, I can't do this on my own. But when you're like, oh, I can, but then I can partner with people because we both can do it separately, but together we do it better. Then that's where the magic happens in collaboration. So
I love it. So if you were going to leave us with one piece of wisdom, having built a successful business as a coach and really finding what I would consider a signature offering with your FAST method, what's the one thing you would like to share with people to help them pursue their own success path?
I think that it's really important to pay close attention. We focus a lot on listening and being really good listeners, but the key to being really successful, I think, is being a really good observer, not just of the face, but being able to observe everything that goes on in your world, whether it's what you see visually or what you're getting intuitively, because we take in so much more visually than we do auditorially, but we tend to focus so much on what we hear. And when you hone your observation skills, the world becomes a very different place.
Well said. Gives us a new skill to practice. And as part of that practice, I hope you'll go and get Michelle's resource, michellebutt.com/free gift. Correct? Did I get that right?
Fast guide.
And I will link that up in the show notes if you're scrambling for a pen and can't find it. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us today and inspiring us to add a new skill into our selling and connection repertoire.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was really fun chatting with you, Melanie.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.